Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The shir should be a special schus. Rabbi Marinimi Marazi Sheyichyu, and the schus Gabriela Adina Bas Shalom Ischana, and Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Rabbi Shai Ben Leia. She will have bracha v'atzlacha, and nechagito bas Reb Chaim Tzvi, v'chol anu v'milev, v'atzecha v'tzea. And this is based in the Torah, Reina Rabbeinu, the Rosh Hashiva Shlita. We say l'chan v'shira v'simcha l'abo. Talking about Kriyas Yamsuf, that we said Shirat Hashem with great simcha. So we have to understand why we say B'simcha Rabba. Is this Nusach only coming to tell us how great the simcha was? Or maybe it's telling us something about the quality of the simcha that makes this simcha different than other types of simchas. Maybe that's the Simcha Rabba. Not only that it was a great simcha in quantity, but that it was qualitatively different than other simchas, Shmos Yadalit Beis, Vayashuvu, Vayachal Ufnei Piachilois. That is the only time that we find Vietzis Mitzrayim, Shenidresha Pi'ula Mitzad Bnei Yisrael, B'Talich HaYitziyah Atzma. We find that the Jewish people returned and they camped before Piachilois. That this is the only time we find that the Jewish people had to do a special pe'ula in the process of going out. Until now, they left, they're just going on their way, and here they're doing a pe'ula of a yashuvu v'yachanu lifnei piachirus, special act of returning and camping in that place. It says in the pasuk, az yashir, and Mikan Tchias HaMesim, Sanhedrin 91b. But sof, we have in Rashi, Ola B'libo Sheyoshia. Why is there in Ola B'libo Sheyoshia, this Az Yashir, he thought to sing, why does it say it, that he's singing about Tchias HaMesim in this framework? What does Tchias HaMesim have to do with this whole narrative of Yitzias Mitzrayim? A number of times, I believe we discussed in the past, at least once, maybe more, that there's no bakasha in Tchias HaMesim. There's no request that we should have Tchias HaMesim. We only have the bracha derech HaShevach, and we praise Hashem for Tchias HaMesim. The explanation is that when it was Misa that was decreed upon Adam HaRishon, Ein Sof in Yanai, in this Misa that was Niknesa on Adam HaRishon, B'miyut Shnois Chayav. It's not only about the minimizing of the years of Adam Rishon's life when he had a knas of Misa, but rather chol miut v'chol komosoi, the entire koima of Adam HaRishon, his entire stature was diminished. Shas olav kapoi umiatoi, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol put his hand on Adam HaRishon and he minimized him. In other words, Koloshen Morenu Rabbeinu the Rosh Hashiva Zecher Tzadik Uvracha, Hu Rad Mokoim Nigiyasoi. His Mokoim HaNigiya, where Adam HaRishon originally was able to touch, he was able to impact in Shemayim, he is no longer able to do so. He was no longer able to do so. Until now, his Maisim reached a certain place, Shemayim, and now his Maisim don't go there anymore. So me'ata ein lanu akoach shema'asav yagiu lo'otam mirumim o ma'amakim. It can't go to such high places anymore. It can't go to such deep places anymore. Hatzirhu shim adam ugva koma ve'achakach unmach shuv eino yachol lagia lo'otam mirumim shepam haya b'tchumo. If you have a person who is very, very tall, and afterwards he was lowered, so he can't reach the same high places that originally were in his reach, were in his domain. And so after the sin of Adam HaRishon, we can't ask anymore about Tchias HaMesim. In other words, there's a miut in Koyma HaSa'odah. Man doesn't have the same strength, he doesn't have the same power that he once had. So Mimele, he can't ask any more about Tchiyas HaMesim directly. There is Churad Mokoyim Nigiyasoy, Shosal of Kapo Yumiyato Chagika Yud Beis Amar Aleph, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowered Adam HaRishon. He can't be in the same place as he originally was spiritually, and therefore he can't ask about Tchiyas HaMesim. So all we can do is praise God for Tchiyas HaMesim, Aval Mikenesh Beitin, as they say in Spanish. We can't ask for it anymore. It says in Shir HaShirim, in the first parak in the 11th pasuk, Torei Zov Naaselach, Im Nekudais HaKosef, lines of gold I made for you, were made for you, with dots of silver. As I'll say, by Midbar Rabba Yud Gimel Chof, Gedoyla Bizas Hayam Mi Bizas Mitzrayim. The Biza of the Yam, the booty of the sea, was greater than the booty of Egypt. The Bizas Hayam was greater than the Biza of Mitzrayim. Just like gold is greater than silver, so too the Bizas Hayam was greater than Bizas Mitzrayim. Just like gold, Torei Zov, is greater than Nekudas HaKesef, than silver. In the Chazal, it says, Gbalanti Nefesh HaChaim, in the second Shar, in the 16th Perek, they darish in Torei Zov, Elu Tamei HaMikra, Nekudas HaKesef, Elu Nekudas Shebatoiva. What's the Torei Zov? The Torei Zov are the Tamei HaMikra. Nekudas HaKesef are the Nekudos in the Torah. So we have the Tamei HaMikra, the Trup, and the Dats. What is the nature of Torei Zov? What are we darshaning about Torei Zov? We darshaned that it's talking about Kriyas Yamsuf, Bizas Hayam, that's the Torei Zov. And we also darshan this pasuk, Torei Zov means Tamei HaMikra. Ma Mishutaf. What is the commonality between Bizas Hayam and Tamei HaMikra? So we really have our work cut out for us over here. To understand the Simcha Rabba, to understand the Yashuv Yachnu with Nepiachirois, to understand the Oz Yashir, Tchiyas HaMesim, to understand the Torei Zov, the Tamei HaMikra, and the Bizas Hayam. Chachamim masru lanu shelo rak otiyot haTorah, אלא גם נקודותיה וטעמיה, הכל נמסרו למשה מסיני. Not only the oisies of the Torah were given to Moshe, but even the ta'amim, even the nekudos, even the trup, and the dats, the nekudos under the letters, that was also given. I call nimsa lemoshe b'sinai. Now these nekudos allow us to know how to pronounce the letters. Otherwise, you just have a written letter and you don't know how to pronounce it. Only through the nekudos you can properly verbalize the letter. אבל אפילו אם כבר שומעים את ביטוי האותיות, עדיין אין לנו גילוי לפנימיות מובנן של האותיות והמילים. Even if we hear the expression of the letters, that doesn't tell us the פנימיוס of the meaning of the letters and the words. Because you can say the same words with calmness, or with anger. Same expression. You say, good morning. Good morning! Ah, with the shmeichel, with a smile.
Hey, good morning.
Said the same words, but the trup makes all the difference. The niggin shows what's behind the words. And that's the makom of Tamei HaMikra. מסורה מסיני הנגינה של אותיות התורה. It was given over from Sinai, the negina, the trup of the letters of the Torah. ובהן צפונה וגנוזה כל מיני סודות התורה וטעמיה שאינם מתבלטים מהאותיות והנקודות. כלומר, מטרת העניין מתבררת ביותר מתוך טעמי הניגון. There are many sodas of Torah in the trap that you can't see just from the letters in the Nekudas. So you understand what this is driving at, what the Torah is driving at, when you have the trap. The Gra is famous for having great vorts in the trap to explain how it's sung, and particularly the Gra talks about what they're called. Each one has a name, each of the traps, so that tells you pshat in the pasuk. But of course, also in how it's said, what music you're making. Is it happy? Is it sad? Is it upbeat? Is it pessimistic, optimistic? Looking forward, looking backwards. A lot of depth, a lot of oimek to the trap, both in what they're called and in the tunes. I don't know if the Gra talks about the tunes, but he certainly talks about what they're called. He's singing the tunes also. And that's the difference between, so you can see there in the Nefesh HaChaim, again, I gave you the address, in Shaar Beis, Perek Tes Zayin. There's a difference between Kav and Nekuda. Rak mitoch Kav, mitgale kivun hatziur. Vilu nekudot bodedot, enan yotzrot shum kivun. הכל אחת לעצמה במקומה היא עומדת. Dots are sort of random. There's no direction. Each dot is in its own place. And so they're connected. Connect the dots, like they say today. Kav, when you have a line, then that's a tzir, that's a picture. That's when you see a line is a tzir, and otherwise dots are just nekudot bodedot. They're just random dots. They don't create any picture. Each one is in its own place. And that's the makom shetorei zahav nidrash al tamei ha-mikra. Ki tor וכנראה תכשיט מעין קו. What's this tor? This tor is some sort of jewelry, like a line. שורה וקו הם במקביל לטעמי נגינה. You have a line, so it shows you what direction you're going in. It gives you a picture. So too, the trap also gives you a picture. That's why Tame, that's why Torei Zohar is darshened on the Torei Zohar is darshened both on this biza, on these lines of gold, and also on Tamei HaMikra, and also on the Trap, because the Trap gives you a kivun, a tziur, a direction. It's not just random. And so too, that's what this jewelry is. It's a line, it's a direction, as opposed to the random dots. And that's why we can darshan it on Kriyas Yamsuf. Because in Kriyas Yamsuf, it was revealed the kivun, the direction that Am Yisrael is going. And the night of the 15th Knesset Yisrael was born. But where are we going? Vigaitman, where are we going? Lan mechuvanim paneh b'tochnit ha'olamot, sh'am Yisrael hu ha'machzir et ha'olam lekadmuta. למצב בלי מיטה של תחיית המתים, שהרי בעולם כמנהגו נוהג, אפשר לרשע להצליח, והארעיות שבהצלחתו אינה ניכרת. אבל בשעת אובדן של מצרים, ובכיליונם הגמור, הוכחה ומוחש שמרכז וכוונת כל היצירה היא כנסת ישראל. Olam kemenhago noyeg. The way the world goes normally, the rush is going to be matzliach, and you don't see that it's only a temporary hatzlacha. But when the mitzvim are destroyed, it's very clear that the purpose of creation is the Jewish people, and therefore we're going to bring the world back to a place with of tchias hameisim. Am Yisrael is going to fix the world. So you have the kilion of the, that's what happened to Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf, you see the kivun of creation. That Am Yisrael is returning the world to the way it's supposed to be. That people are cannot be evil. And that the good are going to merit Kriyas HaMeisim. You don't just die, v'zeo. You come back to life if you're worthy. So that's the connection between Torah Zav, being Tamei HaMikra, that it gives you a kivun, and that it's Darshan and Kriyas Yamsuf, because that shows you the direction of the world. That we're going, Am Yisrael is returning the world to the way it was supposed to be. Pesach is not Shukam Pesach and Kriyas HaMeisim and the Tikkun of the Chel of Adam Rishon. Pesach is not Shukam Pesach. And Pesach, Torah Sa'adam was born. The Pesach Noda Torah Ta'adam Shalatem Kuriyim Adam. The Yichud Ha'adam Uvakoach Hadibu. On Pesach, man was born. Atem Kuriyim Adam. And what's special about man is that man is a speaker. And on the night of the 15th, Hayu Nekudos HaKasif. On the night of the 15th, there were dots of silver. Nekudos are what allow us to express the words. So in other words, Pesach is Pesach, is Dibur, is Atem Kriyim Adam, is man is a speaker, V'yipach Bapet Mishmas Chaim, Ruach Memalala, that man is a speaking being. That's what happened on Tesvav. That's the creation of man. That's the kichud. That's the koach hadibur that was fixed. The anus al pi hadibur. We had to go down to Mitzrayim because the koach hadibur was in Galus, and then that's what came out of Mitzrayim. Aval adayin omdim bevchinat nekudot b'li hakarat ha'imshech. But we're still dots. We don't know the hemshech. Ki lo nikar ha'kivun v'haratzon ha'yotel pnimi. It's not recognizable, the direction, the deeper desire. La'ana panim miyuadot. All right, we have nekudos, we have dibur, we fix the dibur on Leil Tesva, but where are we going? But then we have the ta'amim, we have the negin of the dibur. And then it's revealed that even the ratzon ha'yoser pnimi, even the Torah Zav of Shvi Shel Pesach, where there is Kriyas Hayam, ונתגלה כל מעמקי הבריאה וכוונתו יתברך היותר פנימי בכיוון של מהלך העולם, עד שמגיע לתחיית המתים ולהשם ימלוך לעולם ועד. From the ta'amim, the negin of the dibur, the deeper ratzon is revealed. And that's the Torah Zav of Shvi Shel Pesach, where there was Kriyas Yamsuf. And all the depths of the bria were revealed. And Hashem's deeper kavana of bringing the world to Tchias HaMeisim, Hashem Yimlech Leilam Vod. So again, we have Tesvav, which is man, the speaker. Adam, Atem Kuriyim Adam. But what direction are we going? That's the Nekudos. That's the expression a man can speak. And then we have Chof Aleph, we have Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's Terei Zav. That's the Torah. That's the line. That's the Kivun. That's the direction. That's the Tziur. There was Kriyas Hayam, where there was a revelation, an opening of the deeper meaning of creation. The Am Yisrael is the Tachlis, and that we're calling to Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Kavda v'Paro v'Chol Chela, Rashi explains that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Perea Me'er Hashem, Shemay Mizgadel v'u Gili Kvoda. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu exacts punishment from the Rishayim, his name becomes great. And that's the revelation of Hashem's Kavod. V'fi shekol chashivus v'kavod, nimdad l'fi hayota davar yoter ikari v'tachliti. V'chol sha'amitzius yoter emtsa'i v'adavar nimtsa rak v'matrat mashu acher, הרי הוא פחות חשוב. בכל זמן שרשעים נמצאים ומצליחים, הרי המהלך רק לשם איזושהי תכלית אחר, ובשבילה הוא מעריך הפה לרשעים. ואומנם כשנפרע מהם, הרי הוא עוסק בתכלית, וזהו כבודו וחשיבותו. What does it mean? Vikav, I'll be honored with Paro and all of his chariots and all of his army. Rashi explains that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pareh from the Rishayim, his name becomes great, and that's the gilui of his kavod. Because all of the chashivas and kavod is measured when something is ikri v'tachlisi. And the more the mitzius is a means, the more it's the less it's important. The more it's the end, the more important it is. And as long as the Rishayim are around and they're matzliach, a ma'alach rak l'shem eizshi tachlit, achir, for that tachlis, Hashem is ma'arach apel l'Rishayim. So in the meantime, it's a means. And then you get to the end, and Hashem is pareah. Then he's oisek b'tachlis, and that's his kavod, that's his chashivus. And therefore, on Shvi Shel Pesach, nizgalu tami adibu b'tzu asodah, the Anhaga was Motzi as Gilui Tameyam. Now we understand the Ta'anim. We understand the reasons. We understand the Kivun. You know what was this all bringing to? You know why it was Ma'arech Apple? In order that you should be destroyed and it should bring to Kavod Hashem, which is the Tachlis. And therefore the Jewish people sang the music of their Dibur. The Tamei Adibur that Amagala the Ratzon HaPnimi. What's the deeper Ratzon of Hashem in everything? And therefore it says, the Lashon of Nase, Torei Zav, Nase Lach in the Kudas HaKasef. What's this Nase Lach? Future. Hashem HaAsid. We will make for you. In other words, bringing us to the ultimate tikkun of Lasid Lava. That's the Torah of Naselach, not it was made for you, we will make for you. Because this is bringing us to the ultimate tikkun, to the Shira, that special music of Lasid Lava, where you know the direction, you know the purpose, you know the true meaning. Because again, with the music, you know the meaning. And the Iker Chiddush is, Shema shenitgala lahem b'anaga, ha'movila l'tchiyat ha'mitim, davar she'omed l'malem ha'kon ha'negiyah shalahem, v'hu inyano shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu levad, k'mo shekatuv, ani amit v'achaye, machatzti v'ani erpa. Nimsar ze achshav l'avodat ha'bchira shel Yisrael, v'hu yeh afilu b'ofen rachok, v'remez remizah levad mitzidam, מכל מקום מתחדש בשבילם פעולה גם לתוך מעמקי רצונו יתברך הכי עמוקים. ואמר להם עצמם שיפעלו בדבר. דבר על בני ישראל וישוב ויחנו לפני פי אחרות. עמוד וראה איך שהם פועלים גם בים ועולם המכוסה. The Iker Chiddush here was what that was revealed to them. And this anhaga was that we're coming to Tchiyas HaMeisim. It's above where they can normally touch. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu diminished Adam Arishon, and he can't touch Tchiyas HaMeisim anymore. And that only Hashem can do. And Machatz, Ani Amis V'Achei Machatz, Divinar Pav, Abi as we discussed in a recent shir, Avi Merape Machatz Shalolam, the Machatz Makasur Shalolam, the big wound, the big blow that the world took of death. I'm going to fix that, and I'm going to bring to Trias HaMesim, and now it's in our world of Bechila. And even though it's in a remote way and it's only a remez, nevertheless, we have now a Megiyah in Hashem's deeper will. Daver al Bnei Yisrael, Yeshuv Yachinu Lifnei Piachiras. Come and see how your poil gam biyam in this hidden world. In other words, this is before Tchias Yamsef. That's why the Jewish people have to do this special peula that they're told. Oh, go now and camp Lifnei Piachiras. In other words, you are part of this Yeshua. You're active in this. In other words, you're the one helping to bring to Tchias HaMesim. You're going to be Paul in the Yam. The Yam is what hides. And Kriyas Yamsuf is when what was hidden was revealed. The hidden was revealed, and you're going to be Paul in this hidden world. And that's what it means. Oz Yashir Moshe. We can the Tchias HaMesim. Moshe sang, Al Shalivo Yashir Va Tchias HaMesim. Because this is the Tikkun HaShalem. This is where we see that the whole purpose of creation is to bring to cover Hashem through Klal Yisrael. And that's Tchias HaMesim. That's where the Bria is going. Hashem's going to fix the wound, fix the blow. B'chol zeh u'kveino mida k'neged mida levad ala etzem ha'shira ha'yom hu ha'yashir shel ha'asid lavo. It's an old omar she'sharu b'bchilatam et ha'shira shel tchiyat ha'meitim b'chol ala atid lavo. Az yashir Moshe shar lo ne'amar ele yashir. So no lomar ששר אז את הישיר של תחיית המתים. נגעו אז ברמז רמיזה אל עולם הידיעה. אל מקום של המעלה ממקום הנגיעה. This isn't just מידה כנגד מידה. The very sheer of today is the yashir of לעשית לבה. In other words, they were singing with their בחירה the Shir of Tchias HaMesim and all of the Lasid Lava. As I'll say, that someone who's Shara in this world is also going to sing in the next world. Because they were singing with their Bechira, the Shir of Tchias HaMesim and the Lasid Lava, and therefore they merit Lasid Lava, Yashir. You sing in this world, you're going to sing in the next world. They were singing the song of Tchias HaMesim. And that was at that time, they were already nogea, this negia, to the Olam HaYediyah, to the place that's above our negia, to the place that only God can touch. Hashem led us in there. Hashem led us into this dear, deep place. And that's what it means, b'simcha rabba. Because there's life and there's life, calling Hashem at the Haloka, calling Hashem and Hashem Hilu. Life is that you want to feel chius. You don't just want to breathe once a week. And with every feeling of life, you want to be mahalo to Hashem. Ubemet etzem pulat ha'ilul kashur b'gilui chayim. The act of praising is connected to the revelation of life. Lo amesim yahaloka. וכאן שהרגישו בעומק כל כך תחושת החיים שנגעו גם בחיים של תחיית המתים של המעלה מקום נגיעתם של עכשיו. הרגישו את השמחה שכולה התגברות החיים באופן יותר נעלה מהרגיל. You know what the great simcha was? When we breathe, we praise Hashem. We praise Hashem that we're alive. That's chius. You have to praise Hashem for your feeling of chius. This act of praising is connected to the revelation of life. Lo hamesim yahaluya. Dead people don't praise Hashem. When you're praising, that's an act of living. And here they felt life so strongly, the mamish felt the life of Tchias HaMesim. Shar lo ne'emar yashir, Tchias HaMesim. If you shar in this world, you'll be shar in the next world. They were meriting Tchias HaMesim. They were nogeya in that world of Tchias HaMesim. And that's above their negiyah. That's a tremendous simcha.
that you have the chiyus not only of this world, you have the chiyus of Tchiyas HaMeisim. And that's why they sang B'Simcha Rabbah. So Hadvarim Hayu Me'irim K'Sapirim Ha'amukim Me'od. We see a completely different type of Simcha. A Simcha of a higher level of life. A Simcha of Chiyus, when they're praising Hashem in a Tchiyas HaMeisim D'Goyfim. So I'm very fortunate that we're able to share this with you. I thank you so much for listening. And Mirtz Hashem, we have a lot more to say. We're not finished. So please stay tuned. And thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.